Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be around this area in North County Dublin, why not swing by Portmarnock, pop into the White Sands Hotel, a great place to stay. It's a stone's throw from the city centre. The Dart Line is just around the corner. You're only down the road from Malahide. It's just a beautiful part of the country. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay, why not stay here at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Well, our Katie is going to fill us in on this story because you were contacted by one of our listeners, or the sister-in-law of one of our listeners, is that
yes.
right?
So last night, I have the WhatsApp phone at the moment. Late last night, I get a message on the WhatsApp phone. This is strange. I don't usually get messages this time of the evening, whatever. Fine. So I open the message and literally the message says, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm pretty sure I have a ghost in my house, right? And I was like, okay. I said, do you want to talk to us? And this person was like, yeah, I do. I think this story needs to get out there. So I rang this person back, this woman, and it turns out she's actually the sister-in-law of a caller, a regular caller on the show. So she's married to this caller's brother.
Okay.
Now, we're not saying who the regular caller is. Everybody will know who this guy. But anyway, it's his sister-in-law contacted me. So she starts telling me what happened and everything else. That's fine. We had her lined up for an interview today. Then this morning, early this morning, she was two. She had apparently a very bad night with noises and everything else that was going on in the house. She was too distressed to speak. So we thought we were going to have to drop the conversation. But actually her fella, who's the brother of the regular who contacts our show, he said he'd talk to us, he'd tell us. Now, this is a guy, I spoke to him off air this morning. This is a guy who says he would have been like you. No way, there's no such thing as ghosts. They don't exist. No way, no how, it's crap. Mm. And this guy has, his whole opinion has changed completely.
And we're going to hear, he's actually going to tell the story because his partner decided she didn't want to.
She's
too distressed. Okay. So this is a couple who live in Swords, in a house in Swords. And ever since they renovated the house, they claim it's haunted.
Now, interesting.
So badly that they want to put the house up for sale.
And I didn't know this, that a lot of, that Swords is actually the oldest town in Ireland.
Is it?
Apparently,
didn't know that.
So I did a bit of research into it, Swords, and apparently there's a lot of issues around the Swords area in terms of ghosts and spirits and stuff. Apparently, being one of our those burial grounds and everything like that are unmarked. If you do a bit of research into it, I was actually like,
now I know the Swords Castle is very, very old. I was in it last week at a Nathan Carter gig of all things. But
there's a lot of spirits there, but not Nathan Carter.
But the castle itself is very, very old.
But Swords itself is the oldest town.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know
so
that.
So you do a bit of research on it. And there have been a lot of stories about ghosts and stuff. So this kind of led me on, I was on a massive rabbit hole over the last 12 hours, I swear to God. But yeah, so she decided she didn't want to talk to her, she didn't have a good night. So her husband, he said he'd talk to us instead.
The question we're asking today is, do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe that places can be haunted? Have you ever had any experiences? For me, even though for many, many years, myself and Jeremy did live Halloween special shows from scary locations around the country, I still, honestly, even though some weird things happened during those shows, I still think it's all a load of codswallop. I don't believe that there are ghosts. I'm not afraid of them.
You are. You're in denial.
In denial of what?
I genuinely think people are like, no, they're not true. They don't want to believe that there could be this kind of thing going on, the supernatural. I believe in it. I think just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not there.
And who are these people? Are these dead people? If I were to drop dead now today, I'd be haunting this room, would I? This studio of ours. When you and Jeremy take over the podcast, I'd be haunting it and clicking over, throwing things around. around the place as you're doing the show. Is that
there's just too many. I've witnessed strange things, and there's no explanation for. There's no, and people will try and come up with an explanation when they're freaked out. Oh, could it be? But this kind of stuff, Jessica says it's all in your head.
And I genuinely believe that. I believe it's all in your head. You believe what you want to believe. No. But I just don't buy it at all.
I think you're wrong. I think people are probably afraid because it's not black and white. And I think
there's Max, and Max listens to us from Vietnam, and he said, "I used to be quite the skeptic until I met the resident ghost in my house."
Oh! Wait, and I'll show you this. I have to show you this. Sorry for those of you listening. It's actually last night we were contacted by a girl called Christine. Mm-hmm. Right, now look at this. Right, so she went live on Facebook. Her house, she moved into a house and it was haunted. She won't talk to us because she is still so affected by it. She says she wants to leave it in the past. Look, this is her message. I can't. So last night, off the back of the post we put up, she messaged telling me her story.
To say she'd do it.
No, she said, "I'll think about it. It's too upsetting." And then today I messaged her, say, "Do you want to talk to us?" And she said, "Hi, good morning. I can't do it. It's too upsetting to go through it all again." Look at this. These were when she got her bedroom window, when there was nobody. Look at that. She had to get a paranormal team in. There were 3,000 people.
What am I looking at?
The person. Look, you can see the arm. Look, the face. That was captured. There was nobody in the house. That is a clear person. You can see the nose and everything.
You can see what you want to see.
This girl went live.
You can believe what you want to believe.
People. This girl went live to 3,000 people on Facebook Live. And she actually, let me go back over her messages just so I can tell people what was actually said. This is how traumatized that I said, "Hi there, tell me your number please, we'd love to speak to you on the show about this tomorrow." Right, Christine wrote back and she says, "Hi, to be honest, I don't know if I could talk about it again. It was a shocking time. I have videos and voice recordings. I had a paranormal team out and we had to get a demonologist too. This was 2 years ago. It went live all over Facebook and most of the country have seen it." So then she said, "Leave it with me for a few minutes, I'll have a think." And then she came back and she goes, "I just really don't know if I want to revisit it, but I'll send you all the stuff if you want." So she sent me this picture, that's fine. She said, "That was my bedroom window. Can you see it? It's a photo from the paranormal team that was outside my house." And I wrote back and I said, "Oh my God." She said, "That's nothing. The videos are shocking. The voices are crazy. I had Gavin Canavan, Irish demonologist, out in my house. Apparently it was the land." So I said, "Do you still live there? Was it a house you just moved into?" And she says, "No, it was the land. It was an old house that she was renting, but apparently the land in Rathangan." Where's Rathangan?
Kildare.
Oh, Kildare, okay. She had to leave. This was so bad that she had to leave with her kids and move into a hotel. She said, "I have loads to tell. I just need time." She says, "Everyone," and then I said, "Oh, look, I totally understand if you don't want to talk. There's no pressure. I understand it's very upsetting." She said, "Everyone knows my story. As I said, I went live on Facebook with thousands of people watching. It's not about that. I just don't know if I can face it again." And then that's when I said, text her today. I said, "Look, have a think about it. I'll get back in touch with you tomorrow." That's when I texted her or messaged her earlier. And then she said, "I can't do it. It's too upsetting."
Okay, well, shortly before we come on air, the lady that you were talking to last night said basically that she wasn't prepared to do it, but her partner would. And I spoke to him just before we went live, and we have disguised his voice at his request. And in fact, that's the first question that I put to him, which was, "Kyle, why have I disguised your voice?"
Well, we started off as normal people do. We thought we started renovating. We were renovating, and it took almost a year to get the house picture perfect for what we wanted. And about 2 months in the house, and now my wife is terrified to be here, because we're now convinced that it's actually haunted now, and we don't know what the hell to do.
Now, when you say it's haunted, like, what has happened that makes you think that?
Well, when we first moved in, we have two dogs. When we first moved in, the dogs wouldn't go into the main bedroom, and after a while it took a bit of convincing, they actually started to come in like just inside the door. But if we went near the ensuite, they lost their mind, wouldn't let us near it. We'd stand there barking, going crazy, and other things like we get this like putrid smell when we're sitting in the front room. It'd be like I suppose the only thing you can really call it is like a decomposing body, and it's really rancid. And we've had people in looking at the house, we've had the plumbing checked, and we've had light, the electricity had to be checked as well, so we had flickering lights. And like, this is all stuff that has happened within the space of 3 months, you know.
How old is the house itself?
It wouldn't be that old, either. Like, we had to get some work done on it, but you're talking like new windows and new floor, we put down wood floor and stuff like that, but like, we didn't really have to get, like, it wasn't a full gut, if you get me, but like, just some things that have happened in this house have been really weird, because like, I go out at night and my wife has been here alone with the dogs, and next minute the dogs are going crazy and she doesn't know what to do. She'd be downstairs and she'd hear someone walking down upstairs, and she'd be calling me, and I wouldn't answer. Obviously, I don't want to date, and she'd ring me phone, and I'd be like, no, I'm downtown, what's up? And we started hearing like footsteps upstairs, and once she was upstairs, she heard a smash, and when she came downstairs, there was 3 cups. Oh, she smashed it in the kitchen, on the kitchen floor, but the hanger they were on, they're cold hangers, so they couldn't actually physically get off unless you lifted them off the hanger. But yes, somehow they were smashed on the floor, like, and she was just really, she was, that was the starting point for her to get scared of the house.
Has anything ever happened that harmed you, that injured you in any way?
I got a bit of glass scraped across my forehead. I was standing on the kitchen counter one day, and one of the cabinet doors flew open, and we have, the cabinet doors have, like, glass panels. Sorry, I don't know if you heard that, but, like, the slamming press downstairs there. The glass panel smashed against the wall, and a piece of glass flew across, and obviously it just caught me on the side of the head and cut me. And at the time, my wife heard a smash, something smash in the kitchen again. We didn't know. And when she went downstairs, she basically had to open, like, we have double doors leading into the kitchen. They were closed, but there was no smash on the floor. And when she went back into the front room, there was a cup. Like, it actually looked like it was spread across the floor after she walked into the kitchen. And when she walked back into the front room, it actually sliced her foot. And when she turned around, she's to this day, I swear to God, she says there was a handprint on one of the glass panels on the doors, and we don't have kids. Like, how the hell it got there, it baffles us, and she is now terrified of the house.
You just said a second ago that you heard a sound downstairs. Are you in the house on your own right now?
Yeah, my wife's in work. Like, this is some of the things that we get, and believe it or not, the other day, the toilet actually flushed when I was upstairs in the downstairs toilet, and when I went down, I think she's home from work, maybe she came home for lunch. Again, nobody in the house, and we've had the plumbing checked, we've had the electricity checked, we've had to have the back door on the house refitted, because once we were out in the back garden, and it was a lovely day, and the back door actually slammed so hard, the glass smashed in the frame of the door, so we had to get that redone as well. Amazing, you're talking about people who didn't believe in ghosts. We don't actually believe in ghosts. But in the last 3 months, this place has scared the living crap out of us. And at that point now, where nearly my wife does not want to be here anymore, I'm actually trying to sell this place now, get the hell out of it.
And is that why you've put it up for sale?
Yeah, that's the only thing. You have to understand, and this is their home. This is where we wanted to start our family. And now we have things happening in this house that have us so freaked out. My wife is refusing to have any sort of talk or anything about kids in this house. She wants out, and you could be sitting in the front room here, and you have to tell me on, and you hear someone talking in the kitchen. And I used to think she asked on the phone, and you know, these are the normal sort of things you would think. Or she's doing a voice note to someone or something. And I walked into the kitchen one day, she wasn't even there, she was in bed asleep. Like, to this day, I'm convinced I heard the phone ring. And there was another time where I had an old mobile phone that uses my alarm clock, has no SIM card in it, and yet somehow when I was just lying in bed one morning, I thought it was the alarm clock calling off to wake me. It was a bloody phone call. And when I tried to answer it, there was like crying or something like that. I actually freaked out so much, I actually turned the phone against the wall and it broke, and I'll never do that again.
So you're saying that you and your wife were people who would never have believed in ghosts. You don't go in for this sort of thing at all. And now you're viewing it totally differently because of what has happened.
You don't understand the fear we actually have. Like, imagine having the fear of a fucking house, you know what I mean? Sorry for the language, Asian, but, like, this was our dream home. And, like, we're so skeptical. You wouldn't believe it. We'd call people to come for a happy date. And, like, my wife even went on, like, one of them, you know, to go to see a psychic thing with one of her friends who wanted to get in touch with the other side. And, like, I would have used the Ouija board as a kid thing. This is a joke. Nothing bad ever came of that, obviously. But, like, ever since you moved into this house, somehow, like, stuff has happened. Voices, knocking, glass smashing, presses slamming open, doors slamming closed, handprints on glass. How the hell do you explain that? You know what I mean? This house has us. The house actually has us freaked out. It's not people, it's the house.
Now, since we mentioned on our Facebook page last night that we were going to be talking about your issue, we've been contacted by a number of spiritualists. I'll give you an example. For that person in Swords, if they need any help with their home, feel free to pass on my contact details. My page is Tarot Angel Ireland. There will be no charge to help resolve the issue. Now, as somebody who didn't believe in this stuff before, is that a road you're prepared to go down now?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest, but I'm still skeptical, but I know if I want to keep my wife in this house, keep her house over her head, not have to go through the whole selling again, I'm probably going to have to do something like that, yeah? And at this point, I probably would even bring a bloody priest in to bless the place to see if that would help, and this is stuff I did not believe in before.
In fact, I'm going to be playing a voice note as soon as I finish talking to you. It's quite long, but I'm going to be playing a voice note from a lady called Stacey, who says there is no point in bringing a priest into the house because that does nothing.
This is the exact thing. I never believed in any of that sort of stuff, Adrian. Never believed in ghosts. Never believed in possessions or Ouija boards or hauntings or anything like that. But after a year went right in the house and getting it 100% the way we want, within 3 months, we just want out now. Like, we can't even stay here anymore. She's freaked out. Doesn't want to be anywhere near the house. She nearly wants to stay in my sister's every second night just to get a decent sleep. Like, once I actually woke up and found her on the floor, and I didn't know what the hell happened. I shook her awake. She didn't even know what happened. But from the way her pajama leg was up her leg, it was like she was dragged out of the bloody bed. And, like, we didn't need to stop it. Like, what the hell do you do in that situation? I mean, when you're not even safe when you're asleep. That's crazy, isn't it?
Do you think that you may have upset some spirit or ghost or whatever by your renovation of the house?
You know, at this point, anything's possible. Like, imagine if we fixed up the house to make it idyllic and then they turn around and you've got something. I can't believe, like, this is actually madness to me, like, I'm actually saying these words, Agent. You have no idea, man, and the fact that all this stuff can happen, that you can be attacked, you can be caught. Like, there was a time my wife walked into the kitchen, she had to walk through the front room, no glass on the floor, no cup wasn't broken on the floor, when she walked back in, the cup was on the floor, spread across, like, it was just laid out like a trap for her. How do you deal with that, you know? I mean, she doesn't want to be here. I don't know what to do now, at this point.
Now, you said you want to sell the house, you want to get out of there. Could it be that the ghosts, and I use that in kind of air quotes, that the ghosts are only there to bother you for some reason? Or do you think that these spirits or whatever they are would affect a new resident? In other words, what I'm getting at is, why don't you just sell the house and not do anything and just get out?
I don't know what to say to Aiden, because I'm really honest. I've never done anything to pass life for it. I walk through a graveyard bloody backwards or something, because, like, again, this is not stuff I believed in, but I think that if anybody takes this house and they say, oh, what are you selling? I'm going to say, oh, we need a bigger house, like, you know, maybe we're expecting kids or someone, like this, and hopefully whatever is here stays here and just doesn't bother me again, you know?
So the house itself is in Swords. You haven't put it on the market yet, but is it something that you're planning to do soon?
It's definitely something my wife is trying to convince me to do, Agent. And as I said, like, this was meant to be our dream home, like, we're in our early 20s. But yeah, now we have to try to get somewhere else, because I know she won't stay here, and, like, she's been assaulted, caught, the house is being damaged, and like anybody who comes here can't explain it, and we can't explain it. So, anyway, the sting of something that seems bloody malevolent and wants to hurt you, I don't know what to do about this.
All right, Kyle, we're going to throw this out to our listeners, but thanks very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter.
Thanks for taking the call, Adrian. I know my wife wanted to talk to you, but again, she was 2 feet down.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, just back to the conversation that I recorded earlier with Kyle. One of the questions that I asked him, in fact, the first question I asked him was, why disguise your voice? And just looking at some of the comments coming in, I can now see why he decided to disguise his voice. Completely. Yeah,
he's a total looper. He's been watching too many scary movies. What drugs is he on?
So that's why he disguised his voice. And I do appreciate that it was difficult enough to listen to.
A voice disguise is always more difficult to listen to, obviously, than a clear line. But there are reasons people want voice disguise, because they're afraid of being ridiculed or recognised or called.
And as we said, looking at the comments.
This one I said to Adrian as the interview was playing, I said, this is why the guy wanted his voice disguised. Mm. I don't blame him.
Lara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lara?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lara. Well, we want to talk about ghosts and whether or not people believe in them. Whether there is any such thing, because looking at a lot of the comments, people are saying things like, lads, it's a quiet news day if you're talking about this shite. In other words, a lot of people believe this is utter rubbish.
Yeah, and even there about your man disguising his voice, I can understand why he is, because like that, if he does want to sell his house, people mightn't buy it. He might want people to know where he lives. So, like, I mean, people getting on there and saying, oh, he's disguised his voice and all stupid. They're stupid. You have to have an open mind this day and age. I've seen loads of stuff. So that's where I can say that I've seen things. That's how I can get on the show with other people. And a lot of people won't say they have seen things, but the lives of people make it happen.
So have you had experiences or stories that you can tell?
Oh, yeah, loads. The first time I ever seen that was actually my granddad. I was sitting in the sitting room as a kid, and I looked at the corner of my eye, and I could see a man sitting there. I thought, what the hell is that? And he was there for ages. I ran upstairs. My dad played in the band, so he was in bed. And I said, Dad, there's a man downstairs. He told me to go down or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Shut up. So I went down. He was still sitting there. And I told my ma when she came home, she showed me a picture. It was actually my granddad. And then we lived out in Dublin 5. I'll not say where it is, because mental stuff happened in that house. Like, my sister woke up one night and she looked through the mirror. Like, years ago, everyone stayed in the same bed. And she looked through the mirror and seen the devil standing over between me two sisters in the bed. So she didn't say nearly died. Anyway, went back to sleep. But the next morning, my sister woke up and looked in the mirror and seen Our Lady. Now, I know everyone's going to laugh at that thing, but that's genuine, the truth. No point in getting on and saying it. Now, I've seen all different ghosts. I've seen an old lady in a flat in town. I was babysitting and I was getting dressed in the sitting room and looked in the corner. And there was an old lady standing in the corner. It was actually the old lady that used to live in the flat, which I would have never known of. Do you know what I mean? Adrian, I've seen loads of stuff like...
And okay, let me ask you, and again, this is what this conversation is today. I mentioned earlier on that I personally don't believe in any of this, okay? Katie accuses me of being afraid. It's nothing to do with that. I've done Halloween radio shows from supposedly the scariest places in Ireland.
I think the way you probably dealt with that is the way you deal with everything. It'd be grand. It's not there.
It'd be grand, yeah.
My point is... That we did these shows from Wicklow Jail, from Leap Castle, from loads of different places around the country, yeah? And yes, there were noises, but I still think it was all a load of rubbish.
Like, for everyone on Facebook ripping the piss out of people who believe, you know, like...
It's stupid. Like, you want to grow up. Seriously.
So you don't agree.
So is that your message? I'm just looking at some of the messages coming into us, saying things like, oh, here we go, another bloody Looney Tune. Now, what do you say to that?
Oh, yeah, I'm probably called a Looney Tune, yeah. Probably made a laugh, but I don't really care. I know what I'm saying. Katie was on about the Ouija board. We were always told as kids not to do it. The older sister done it. Horrible things happened. But I was in a house when someone done it, and it was absolutely mental. The dog was going mental looking in the mirror, and then the phone rang, and I answered the phone. And next they looked, and the phone wire was plugged out, but she kept asking, could you leave the bar? And they kept saying no. Now, we all legged it, but it was absolutely crazy what went down in that house. And like that, you wouldn't say too much because people wouldn't believe you.
And, Katie, you had a story of doing a Ouija board when you were younger.
I've never actually told this story. I don't really want to.
Why?
Oh, it's scary, Katie.
Why, in case it happens again?
Because it was scary, yeah. I got upset thinking about it because it was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. I tell you what, well, I experienced that night. I ran. Holy Jesus.
Give me an idea
this
of what happened.
They played the Ouija board. They had it hanging in their house, like...
Give me an idea.
We made a fake one. I'm not going to go into what happened, but maybe later. I can't now because I'll start crying.
This one they actually had in their house.
Katie,
your story is over 20 years old.
It is. I've been 16. It's nearly 20 years old.
Yeah. So, yeah. What are you afraid of?
I just don't like to talk.
You see, again, I think this is all a load of rubbish.
It's not nice somebody doing it in front of you either.
We were on the Mitchell School and we made an Ouija board. And we had all the letters and we had the numbers 1 to 9.
Yeah.
And me and my friends were on the Mitchell School. Her parents were at work, so we went back to her house. We were just, you know, yourself. And there were no drugs involved, by the way. We were not smoking weed. We were not taking anything. There was no alcohol. This is nothing. There was no influence at all whatsoever. And something happened in that Ouija board that I can't. I genuinely can't. This is not me being dramatic. I can't. You know the story. I think I told you the story.
No, you told me you had an incident with the Ouija board, but you never told me the story.
I actually left. This girl was bleeding, screaming, crying. And they kept saying to her, the girl that had owned the Ouija board, kept saying, you can't just leave. You have to ask to leave. You have to ask to leave. And I mean, she was hysteric. Everything in the gaff was going mental.
Okay, like, so let me ask you, Lara. This couple in Swords who have a haunted house, they claim, and they want to know what to do. Should they just sell the house and leave it up to the new people, or?
Well, probably renovating it probably would have brought something up.
And I did ask that question. The renovations.
Personally, like, you have to. I would have experienced stuff in my own house that I have now. I was getting horrible dreams. When my young fella was in school, it was like somebody was getting out of his bed at 12 o'clock at night, at 12 o'clock in the day, like, oh, I was mad. And you just have to, if you really believe in it, which I really do, because of what I've seen, and I would be a bit spiritual too, you know? And you have to really take ownership of their home, of them to say, this is my home now, and you're not welcome. Because my dad was even saying, don't get a priest in, because you could even rile it up more. You have to tell them that it's your home. Now, I know it's going to be obviously very scary for them, but you have to say, this is my home. Pray to Archangel Michael. Everyone's probably calling me loony. I don't care.
No, I'm not calling you loony. I'm thinking it. I'm not calling you.
Jess said, Katie, you're an intelligent woman. You don't really believe
Katie.
Jess on Facebook said there, Katie, you're an intelligent woman. You don't really believe this horse shit.
Oh, Jess always has something to say. I think Jess is just mad to get on the radio every day. To be honest, she's always asking somebody.
Regardless of people actually believing that, what happened when I was doing the Ouija board could not, there is no way on this planet have been the other girls at the table. My friend went heist. Now, I mean hysterical. I had to smack her to get, like, she screamed.
Yeah.
And this...
Screamed, yeah.
I probably would have been like everybody else. I probably would have thought, haha, you looper, blah, blah, blah. What were you smoking? There was nothing smoked. Yeah. There was nothing drank. This could not have been anything or anyone in the room.
So what exactly happened?
I can't. I'm sorry. I really don't. And the reason I don't want to revisit is it makes me uncomfortable. And because it has
was anyone physically harmed?
No. No, it was just something really fucking weird that happened. Something that I can never explain. And I don't like telling the story. I thought I told you the story off air before. I'm going to get really upset. Like, but
when the girls done it, now I didn't do it, but I was sitting there. The phone rang right now, and I swear as God of me, George, the phone was right beside me. And I picked the phone up, and the phone went, when I answered it, it went, doo, doo. And then I looked, and the phone line was plugged out of the wall. And I was like, how in the name of Jesus that the phone has to ring if the phone's not plugged in? The girl was hysterical trying to leave the board. Oh, the dog was going crazy. Lights in the house was going crazy. It was mental. Just absolutely.
Okay,
I'd never get out of there.
Lara, stay there for 1 second, but I have to tell you, the overriding messaging we're getting in from people is that people like you and Kyle, who was on a while ago, are utter and total loony bins.
Which is also a little bit of the reason that I
don't want to share. Why would I share something that's very personal? And
but why did you even mention it if it's that terrifying?
I'm not sitting here, you know, gonna lie, gonna make shit up. This is something that is the God's honest truth. With my hand on my heart, there was something that happened. And the reason I'm saying it is because, you know, people are saying, oh, it couldn't be. There is no, to this day, 20 years on almost, from being a teenager, 16 years old, immature, naive, trying to have the crack at my friends, to 20 years later now, I still can't make sense of what happened.
And you won't tell us?
I'll tell you, because I'm probably going to start crying, and I don't want to cry on air. So,
Tricia, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tricia?
Oh, I feel for that girl. I honestly do. I'm 58 years of age, and I've had paranormal experiences all my life since the age of 7, when I first had the Hat Man, who is a dark shadow being. He wears a fedora hat, and he resembles an old Zorro figure. Long, scraggly hair and a goatee. I've had him at the end of my bed. I've also seen other shadow figures, and I kind of blocked a lot out when I was younger because I was so terrified. Some people used to put it down to what they call sleep paralysis, lucid dreaming, but in my case, I was fully awake. The first time
Sorry, I've no idea what's after happening there. Literally, everything just died. Literally, everything. Microphones, the whole lot. Everything just died in our studio. That phone call died. I've honestly no idea what the hell just happened there.
Is there the internet's still
No, the internet's fine. The internet's
she's back on there. So I'm really sorry about that. I'm not too sure what happened there, Tricia. Could you just go back to where you were?
Where was I? Because I was talking about the Hat Man as a child. This happened to me even when I was talking to a paranormal investigator, a friend of mine called Malcolm Robinson. He was the one that helped myself and my daughter through the years. Our phones kept going off. Our tablets kept going off. Sometimes I wouldn't get his emails. Sometimes he wouldn't get mine. And I believe it's due to the paranormal around us. They interfere with electricity as well. And I think that could have happened because I was talking about the Hat Man and I thought I was talking to you for a while, but you said the phone got cut off. This being I've had since I was 7 years of age, I used to live in America and I was using an instrument called a water pick to clean my teeth downstairs in the basement. I got a very uneasy feeling, and when I looked around, I saw an old man crouched down in the corner. He was wearing what looked like a cowboy hat that Zorro would wear, and he had a very long cape. He had scraggly hair to his shoulders and what looked like a goatee. At first, I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, because my father was a fashion designer, so he had some garments, and he also had his patterns down on a rack beside where this entity was.
Okay.
But the more I looked at him, and when I kind of walked over a little bit towards him, he actually rose up, and he came towards me, floating. I, as a child, wet myself, and I ran up the stairs crying. I told my mother and father what I had seen, that there was a man downstairs. My parents were devout Catholics. My mother said, oh, it's just your imagination. But my father went down, and he looked around and said that he'd seen nothing. But a few months months later, I knew my father had seen something because he got all new fluorescent lighting installed. I've seen this being on regular occasions, along with other shadow beings in our house, going up the landing, and especially in our bedroom. Now, most of the times...
Sorry to cut across you, Tricia. Can I ask you a question? Are you reading? Yes. Are you reading this?
No, I did have a book written by a paranormal investigator called Malcolm Robinson about our life story.
No, it's just as you're telling the story, it sounds like you're reading it.
No, I'm trying not to cry because it terrifies me and it upsets me.
Wow.
Okay, go on, keep going.
I have, I'm actually holding the laptop in my hand looking at you while I'm talking on the phone. But I've had them at the end of my bed, and a lot of times people put it down to sleep paralysis, where a lot of people, when they're lying in bed at night, they get a sensation that something is crawling up their body, that it's holding them down. You feel like you're being choked or strangled to death, and yet you try to call out for somebody, but there's nobody there to hear you. This is what I was experiencing, and then my daughter started experiencing the same when she was small.
Tricia, let me ask you then, what have you done to deal with this? Because it sounds absolutely terrifying, if I'm to be honest. What have you done to deal with this for you and for your daughter?
I've had Father Cahill, a local priest, come out to bless our home. I had Father Paul Dunn, a local priest in Kilbarrack, bless our home. I had my uncle, Father John McKeshan, who was a Franciscan exorcist. When he visited Ireland every 2 years, he came out and blessed myself and my daughter with Holy Chrism. And Father Boyle did the same. We have holy water in our home. We have blessed salt. We have holy pictures. We have relics. But these things, whoever they are, still come.
So that's a lot of priests who have come around to the house.
Yes, yes.
And they haven't really achieved anything, have they?
No, they haven't.
Because I'm going to play a voice note in a moment from somebody who also believes getting priests around to the house that's haunted.
I believe it makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
It aggravates them. Whatever they are, I know people think you're crazy. And when I first spoke to Malcolm Robinson, the paranormal investigator, he was the first to ever reach out and believe in my story and my daughter's. And that's why I gifted them the book. I take no money, no royalties. I want nothing, only for folks to know that, yes, to some of us, the paranormal is real.
And do you still live with this?
Yes, I'm living in Ireland now in Dublin. I've had 3 homes, and it's followed me through each home.
Okay, so this is a you-specific ghost, is it?
And now my daughter has seen it as well, and a few of our close friends and neighbours had experienced it.
You see, I mean, whether you believe all of this or not, you genuinely sound traumatised by what you're telling us here.
I try to keep a clear head. I'm 58 years of age now. I don't know, I should say I've come to accept it. In my theory with the Hat Man and Shadow Figures, which sounds ludicrous, even to me, I messaged you last night about it. It's the only thing that makes sense, that the Hat Man is what most of us who believe in God call Lucifer. Underneath the Hat Man are beings, they're extraterrestrial beings called reptilians that some believe in. And then under them are the shadows and the greys. And how can I put it? With sleep paralysis, I believe it's a form of your body being taken over, not so much for possession, but from the abduction scenario. Now, I'm no expert. By any means, I am no expert. But it's the only way I can make sense of it.
I'm absolutely terrified. And I can see by the look on your face, Katie, that you're genuinely terrified.
It's the only way I can make sense of it. Now, I've always said to people, if you think I'm nuts and I belong in an asylum, I am more than willing to undergo any military tests, any polygraphs. I am willing to undergo anything to verify my truth.
And as I said, this is your truth. It sounds horrendous.
I've seen orbs. Orbs aren't so bad. I believe orbs are spirit vessels, or they can be extraterrestrial. They're little balls of light. They can be in different colours. We've had flashes of lights in different colours as well throughout our house. That was also witnessed by my neighbours. None of us were drinking at the time. None of us were smoking marijuana. None of us were taking severe medication that would cause hallucinations. I tell people it's good to be sceptic, because at least when you're sceptic, if you're doing an investigation on somebody or their property, you rule out all the natural occurrences.
You've done your best to get rid of this ghostly experience in your life to no avail. It now affects your child.
My daughter is now 33. Yeah, she's 33
that,
now.
That is horrendous. Casey, I just have to ask Casey something. A lot of people are messaging in. Are you laughing at this? Do you find this funny?
Am I laughing at it?
Yeah.
I'm the very one who said at the start that I believe in this stuff. Why would I laugh?
It sounds, though, I know what he's saying now, but I didn't want to bring it up. It sounds like when me and you were talking, there's somebody laughing on the phone line, and I think it's a demonic entity.
Stop. Stop.
You think it's what?
I think it's a demonic entity.
A demonic entity.
I know, stop. Yeah, there's
you thought... You thought Lara was laughing, but I was talking to you and I could hear the laughing, but there's nobody here with me at the moment. I'm on my own talking to you, but I could hear laughing on the phone, but I didn't want to say it until you mentioned it. And Lara is after telling you that she was not laughing, that she believes in it. But when Lara was speaking, I could hear laughing too.
Stay with me for 1 second, if you can, please. Our number is 0858252526.
I've been sitting here laughing at anybody.
No, I know that. I'm saying I think it's a demonic entity or something that's coming on our phone call, making a mockery of us. It's making its presence known, in other words.
Stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to go to Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Samantha?
Hi, you guys. It's a brilliant show today.
Very different. I'll give it that. What did you want to say on this? Well, you've just heard that lady's story, which sounds horrific. What did you want to say on this?
My title is Angel Whispers Sam on social media. I read people's cards every day. I do healings and meditation with people, and I have seen spirits on many occasions. I've seen people that have passed over on many occasions, and I'm actually heartbroken listening to that woman there today, because she's really, really struggling.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
And when you were talking, guys, there was somebody laughing. You can hear somebody laughing when you were talking.
I can tell you now, it wasn't me.
Yeah, well, I know it's not you, Katie. I definitely know it's not you. Because the laugh was very strange laugh. And it was very, like, I'm sure other people listening can hear it.
Are you, honestly, are you ripping the piss here? I'm not even joking.
No, I'm you, Katie. I wouldn't attempt to laugh.
So, okay, Samantha, let me ask you then. You were a ghost whisperer, is that what you said?
No, I read angel cards.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
And I have seen spirits. I have seen my own parents that have passed away. I have seen them. I've seen many spirits through my life, so I'm not shocked. I definitely wouldn't go near those boards that everybody's talking about. So dangerous. Definitely wouldn't go near them. They would scare the life out of you because they're bringing bad energy, you know? Can you hear the laughter now?
No. Adrian, put the thing on me. I can't.
No, I didn't hear that, I have to be honest.
I am not laughing. I swear I am not laughing.
Okay,
no, it's not you, Casey.
Let me ask you, Samantha.
Yeah.
The original message that we got about this is from somebody who is totally freaked out by the haunted house that they're living in. What can you do to get rid of spirits in a haunted house?
Well, I don't know what type of things are happening in that house for these people every day, you know. But what I do know is a priest will not be able to help them. Bringing in a priest to clear the house is not going to work. They need to go and they need to find out what's behind all this. When did this start? Was this always here? Has something caused this? Has somebody been playing around with something in the house that has brought this energy into the home? There are many questions that have to be asked before they can get help.
These stories that we have heard would make me think twice about my skepticism, except I can't. I just can't get over my skepticism. I genuinely don't believe this sort of thing is real. I don't believe that House and Swords is haunted. Maybe it's me. Katie believes it's because I'm afraid.
It is definitely, right. And I'll tell you, I come across men all the time that are scared. It seems to be the males that are more scared of what's out there. And I've had many.
Samantha, I'm not scared.
I believe you.
Hang on. I've done live radio shows from scary places, and it didn't even scare me.
I believe you're scared.
I'm telling you, deep down, you are. I believe you're scared.
Scared of what?
I think you're scared of the unknown. I think you're scared of admitting that there might be something out there. I believe you
are. But as I said, I've been in scary places with people all around me having scary experiences.
Look at the comments coming in on Facebook there. Look at the comments. Like, people making a joke out of it, of that woman. What's her name? What's her name on the other line?
Oh, I can't remember. What is her name on the other line?
My heart goes out to that woman. She's in bits. God love her. My heart just goes out to her. And you thought she was reading from a book.
You're accusing me of laughing.
Well, the reason she's speaking like that is because this is not funny. See, when you're into this stuff and you know what it can do, you know not to mess around with it, you know not to joke with it, you know not to play with it. So you need to be really, really careful. Even you talking about the past, Katie, you can't even tell that story. And I don't want you to tell that story because you don't know by even speaking about that story.
This is where I... have a bit, no disrespect, Katie, I just find this all drama. I can't tell the story, it'll all come back to me. It's 20 years ago, for God's sake.
I could have easily.
You're still sitting here fine, you're perfectly okay.
Well, does that not make sense to you that why is Katie so scared to talk about this 20 years on? Would that not make you wonder?
No. I just think you're being a drama queen about it.
I'm more baffled by the fact that people think I would sit here and laugh about it. Do you know what I mean?
Stay there for one second. I want to bring in a WhatsApp that we got before we started recording today from Stacey. It's long, but she's involved in all of this.
Hey, guys. Sorry I can't jump on. As a spiritual medium, what I suggest that woman to do is buy sage and buy pale wood. And what to do is call on Archangel Michael 3 times, ask him for protection, and also ask him to get rid of any negative energies, and also ask him as well to get rid of any earthbound spirits that are laying around in our home. But what she needs to do is open up every window in every room, and then open up the hall door, and then open up the back door as well. And what she needs to do is go around every corner in every room, and just basically say a little prayer to Archangel Michael. It doesn't have to be a specific prayer, but just call upon him and just ask him to protect her and just get rid of any earthbound spirits and any negative energies that are going on around her. And just do it with the sage and do it with the pale wood as well. I'll send you on a picture of the sage and the pale wood. And that's basically all she needs to do. But she needs to go around to every room and every corner with the windows open, and tell her to do it as well every day for a week. And then also then after that, then do it twice a week then for a while. And then she can kind of then stop then and only do it then once a month. What was it? She should be fine then. But look, if she needs any more guidance or anything, you have my number, you can pass it on to her. I have no problem with that. You know, you still hear people also saying that get a priest in to bless the house. I'm going to give you a little tip not to get a priest in for the likes of that. It's because a priest blessing the house isn't going to take away that energy. Because basically it's what the priest does is he only comes in to bless the house. And basically what he has is whatever the spoon, whatever he does to sprinkle the water. But that's not getting rid of the spirit. What that's doing is just like throwing water over the spirit. It'll be like us sitting in a room and someone coming in and sprinkling water on us. So that's out of the question. Now, she can get a priest in to bless the house for other circumstances, but just tell so everybody and that woman knows, like, the priest blessing the house isn't going to work to get rid of that sort of energy. Yeah, if she wants to get the house blessed just because she moved into it and just to put a new beginning into the house, that's a different story, but not to do it to get rid of spirits, because I see this happening all the time with people saying, oh, get the house blessed if there's something spooky happening, you know, in the house. But it doesn't work. You know, I had my own experience in my own house, but that's another story for another day. You know, but anyways, there's a few little tips for you, and anyways, to send on to that woman.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Jessica, you've been waxing lyrical on Facebook, sending us WhatsApp, saying this is all a load of my...
Oh, no, I'm in floods of tears. I was actually falling asleep listening to rest of Stacey's voice now. And as soon as I heard Hat Man, I'm just there like, there's the next Marvel blockbuster, lads.
Apparently, I was laughing as well.
Oh, Katie, I'm sorry. It sounded eerily like you. And when you have your little instruments there where you can cut the mic and you can play audio. Oh, you have all the Looney Tunes out today. It's actually hilarious.
Okay, so let me ask you then. I'm assuming, Jessica, that you don't believe in any of this.
No. Tarot cards, mediums, all this kind of stuff. They're all scam artists. Ouija boards.
Okay, so hang on. Somebody who's in your home haunting your house, that's a scam artist, is it?
Yeah, like, there's no such thing as ghosts. Like, you have to be an idiot to think that there's ghosts. And Katie, you with your Ouija board story, you're an intelligent woman. You're smarter than this. Like, come on.
But I still, to this day, haven't been able to find any good reason for what happened.
But we don't know what happened.
I was in the middle of telling you why during Stacey's voice note until you rudely interrupted me.
No, because I want you to tell everybody. I just don't understand the drama here.
It's just, I don't know. It's just something I don't like talking about.
I think you just put loads of paranoia in your head because you know the reputation Ouija boards have.
No, and I don't think it's fair for people to call, you know, to insinuate. Like, everybody making a joke of Trish when she said she could hear that laughing.
She was reading off of a script. Everyone could see that. The way she was speaking.
Trisha is on the other line. Trisha, where are you reading off a script?
How dare you? I was not reading off a script.
Oh, you
were. How dare you?
You were. I'm not the only one who thinks it as well.
Right, Well, then ask Adrian.
Yeah, with your Hat Man and Zorro.
Ask Adrian if he would know anybody who would give me a lie detector polygraph test, and I will be more than happy. Do a military test or whatever is needed.
I think you need a bit more than a lie detector test.
Why don't you message me privately and I will give you my fucking address and you can stay a couple of weeks here free in my home.
What are you saying? What are you saying? That she'll soon know all about it?
Yes, she will. You can come and stay a couple of weeks in my home.
Jessica, that's very condescending and very disrespectful. Trish is on to tell a story. Yes. And you're literally ridiculing her. That's very condescending.
I will gladly send him to you. I will gladly send the Hat Man to you. And when you feel like you're in bed and you're suffocating, then you can get back to Adrian and see who's telling the truth or not.
All right. I'll be waiting for him. I'll have a cup of tea ready for him.
I have nothing to gain.
She was reading. Trisha was not reading. She already told us that she was speaking like that because she was emotional and on the verge of tears. When people are talking about stuff like that. No, Jess, you came on and you're ridiculing her, making Ghostbusters music at her. That's not okay.
Batman.
I don't care what it is. She came on to, and you're literally mocking her.
Be kind when you don't have them. Be kind when your children don't have them.
Just because you don't agree with her, don't be
licking
her.
Be kind when your family doesn't have them.
I don't have children, so there you go.
Well, okay, Jess, take her up. If you don't believe any of this, take her up on her offer and go and stay in her gaff for a few nights.
Grand, I will. I've stayed at home to places, and guess what? I'm living to tell the tale. Nothing's ever happened to me.
So
because
is Trisha.
It's all in your fucking heads.
What do you say to that, Trish?
Well, then it must be in my neighbour's heads as well, because they were witness to it.
It definitely will be in your daughter's head if you've probably influenced her all her life. Putting it in her head.
No, I didn't actually. Anything to me. Man, did you want to speak to the top shite?
Can you imagine?
I never said anything to my daughter until she came to me and asked me what she seen when she was small.
All right, whatever you say. I just think you might want to, you know, check into a psychiatrist or ask them for a bit of mental help. But
yeah,
that's just my two cents.
like yourself.
I don't believe in ghosts.
You see, Jess, I have to say, Jess, I find it a
how
very...
How dare you ridicule people like me that's what and other people say. That have these experiences.
Jess, I do find it a bit disrespectful. I do find it a bit disrespectful to be just...
Adrian, how am I meant to take someone like that seriously? Please, like, come on.
Someone like that. Someone like that, Jess. This woman has come on to tell us a story and you're literally outwardly mocking her.
And is reading out of a script. You're acting...
She's not reading it. Trish, okay, let's address...
Ask me anything about it and see whether I'm reading off a script or not.
Jess, this woman is visibly upset and you're mocking her.
Minutes. You sound like you're reading off a script. We're not thick. We could hear how you were talking. It didn't
I'm
sound
talking
natural.
Because I'm reliving it. I had the book written about my story last year. It was published by a well-known, renowned paranormal...
Run to Easton. She's plugging her book. She's self-advertising.
No, I'm not plugging the book because I didn't give you the name of the book. I gave it to Adrian. But I don't take any royalties or any money from it. I gifted my story to a paranormal investigator named Malcolm Robinson. He's a well-known Scottish paranormal investigator. And he helps myself and my daughter and countless others.
I take no money whatsoever.
Thank you very much indeed for your call, Tricia. And I wish you well because...
And I'd like to apologise for the ridicule, Trish, because that wasn't our intention getting you on.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But I just want to say, I have nothing to gain in the book. I gave that to Malcolm Robinson solely for his views and to help people that are in the same situation as myself and my daughter to get some insight on what is going on and what is happening.
All right. Trish, I wish you well and thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter. And she's gone. Okay. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Adam.
Just listening to a couple of them correspondents there. I've had many of contacts from the dead, such as like smelling me granddad cigars that you don't make anymore, just out of nowhere in the house, or feeling kind of touches on my shoulders and stuff like that. I've had a lot of contacts, but I do welcome them. I don't get scared with them. I just feel like it's somebody looking out for you. So best of luck, lads. Cheers.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
And Jess, I'll come back to you for a second. I genuinely do believe it is very disrespectful to automatically imply that
it's
somebody who believes in this
head.
Stuff is somebody with mental health issues.
Well, they either have mental health issues or they're paranoid because it's all in your head. But how am I the crazy one for not believing it?
In your opinion, it's all in your head.
It's not just me, though. Look at everyone. I wasn't the only one making jokes and everything. We all think it's rubbish. You even said yourself it's rubbish.
No, but yeah, I do think it's rubbish. I genuinely do. But I'm not going to say that somebody who believes... It's just like I think...
I
believe God is a load of rubbish as well, but I'm not going to ridicule or say somebody who believes in God has mental health issues.
Well, maybe so, because again, it's all in your head.
Yeah, yes, it may be all in your head, but I'm still not going to diss somebody who happens to have those beliefs.
Well, I just don't think it's right to let people just go around thinking that they see hat men and this and that and shadows and everything. You clearly need to go seek some professional help if you're saying that kind of stuff. And if it's really affecting you that bad, then you seriously need to get checked or get yourself into a fucking straitjacket.
There's ways of saying things without being disrespectful and mocking. Like, I mean,
taking any of it back if you're asking me that. I'm not taking any of it back.
But that was a woman who came on to tell her story and you completely berated her. You made a laughing stock of her.
Because how could I take her seriously?
Nobody's forcing you to take her seriously, but there is
she
such a thing as not berating her.
She was reading off a script. She sounded like she was reading off a script. The thing she was saying, I swear to God, when she started mentioning lizard people and all, I was like, ah, here, she's checking all the crazy boxes. She's a fucking loony tune.
Stay there for a second, Jess. Let me go to Maura. You're on Opinions Matter.
Maura.
Oh, sorry,
it's
Breda. Breda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Breda. What did you want to say on this?
Well, a lady put it up on a group that was around, and she was asking, is there anybody can cleanse the house? I just texted her and I asked her what was going on, and she said her son woke up and it was like something was sitting on him, and he got scared, and then he could see a shadow at the window. So I said, look, I said, I'll come up and cleanse your house for you. So anyway, I asked her son's name. He was only 15. So she picked me up because I don't drive, and I went to her house.
Okay.
And when I walked upstairs, I brought everything with me, sage, the whole lot. And when I went upstairs and I walked into his room was ice cold and you could see her breath. And I just said it to her. I said, did somebody die in this house before you bought it or anything like that, you know, or suicide or whatever? And she said, no, it was a brand new build that she moved into. So I said, there's a reason that you've got an entity in your house. So anyway, I did everything that I normally would do. And I said, I'd have to ground her son. It's a method you do. So anyway, I went around all the corners of the house. I put the salt down. I lit the candles. You don't blow candles out. You should never blow candles out in a house because you're inviting spirits. You'll always stop them out, put something over them to kill the, what would you say?
So sorry,
yes, and
so last night before I went to bed, I went around the house and I blew out all the candles. You're telling me I shouldn't have done that?
You shouldn't do that. You should have a dopper that you actually tip them or wet your fingers, stain them out, you know what I mean, or put something over them.
But blowing them out is bad news.
Yeah, you'll see them in churches, putting the doppers over them and putting them out.
Oh, okay.
You should never do that. But anyway,
that.
I did that, and then I had our son, and I just told him I was going to ground him. Told him what I was doing, and I just told him to close his eyes and do what I told him to do, and he did all that. And I tapped him on the shoulder, and he said, no, he couldn't even sleep in his room, it was so bad. And when I finished with him, I said, how do you feel? And he said, it's like a weight has come off my shoulders. So I kept in touch with that lady, and even up to now, I still ring her. But when I asked her about that, like if somebody died in her house, and she said no. And I said to her, there's something around you. I said, is there an old graveyard? She said, I wouldn't know. When I looked out the window, I could see an hotel. And I told her, I said, this is a graveyard. So it's not just the first time it's happened. It happened when my son went to the place as well.
So let me ask you then. So what's your gig? What do you call yourself? What do you do? Are you a spiritual healer or what?
I just know what to do. If you believe it, you will. It will help you.
Okay, you've never been trained in this. This is just something you know how to do.
Yeah.
Would you be able to help this couple in Swords?
Yeah.
Would you be able to go around to their house and get rid of the ghosts?
Yeah.
Okay, well then
if I can.
Okay, well,
I'll do my best to do it.
We'll definitely put you in touch. Sorry, just the noise on your line is dreadful. We will definitely put you in touch with that couple in Swords and see if there's anything that you can do to help.
I'm not.
Oh, what's going on here? Oh, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Ollie?
Yes?
How are you, Ollie?
Hello, how are you?
Good, Ollie. Welcome to Opinions Matter. What did you want to say?
I'm not afraid of ghosts. I don't believe in them, but if they're there, they're there. I'd be more afraid of the living people than I would be of dead people.
I'd probably be the same myself now, I'll be honest. Although Katie reckons if you don't believe in ghosts, then you're scared.
No. I actually have seen a ghost. I seen my dad a couple of months ago when I was sick.
Right, so describe that to me.
I don't remember a lot about it. I was sick in January, and I told my partner to sit down and have a chat with my dad that he was there.
And did he talk to you?
No, he was just sitting on the bed.
He was just sitting on the bed. I assume he's passed away.
Yeah, he's 41 years dead next month.
All right, so he's gone a long time. And he just sat at the end of your bed.
Yeah.
And did that not completely and utterly freak you out?
No.
No?
I wouldn't. I love my dad.
No, I'm sure you did. But did it not freak you out that your dad was sitting at the end of your bed and he's gone 41 years?
No.
No.
I'd be more afraid of a living person coming up to me than my dad coming up to me.
But he never spoke. He didn't say anything.
No.
Did he wave at you or make faces or?
No, he just had a storybook in his hand like he used to do when I was a kid reading to me when I was sick.
Oh, so he did speak?
No, he didn't. He just had the book in his hand.
Oh, he had a book in his hand?
Yeah.
And this is a book that he read to you when you were a kid?
Yes, Lorna Doone.
And that was it? Did he just vanish then?
Yeah.
And what do you think the purpose of that was?
Well, I don't know. I always see my dad when I'm sick. Always.
You always see your dad when you're sick?
Yeah.
And are you sick often?
No, not lately.
Oh, that's good.
I was sick was in January.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Right. That's fascinating. And it doesn't scare you?
No. What's it been scared of?
I would scare the shit out of me now if my grandma...
He might be gone, but he's not forgotten.
Oh, well, obviously he's not forgotten. But if I woke up tonight and my beloved grandmother, sitting at the end of my bed, I think it'd freak me out.
Why would it? You love your grandma, don't you?
I did, yeah. Well, I still do.
Well, there you go.
But you said you don't... I'm just confused because you said you don't believe in ghosts, but the ghost?
No. I'd be more afraid of a living person giving me a clattering than a fucking dead person giving me a clattering.
Okay, but you said you don't believe in ghosts, yet you believe that was your dad at the end of your bed.
I know it was my dad at the end of my bed, because I always see my dad when I'm sick.
And it's not a dream or anything, is it?
No.
No?
No.
Was it a ghost?
No, it was my dad.
But no disrespect, your dad.
No, it was my dad the way I remember my dad reading me bedtime stories as a kid.
But is it the ghost of your dad that you saw?
No, it was my dad I saw.
But your dad has passed away.
I know that, but I know what I saw.
But you don't believe in ghosts, yet your dad was sitting at the end of your bed and he passed away 41 years ago.
Yes, so like he always does when I'm sick.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us, Ollie.
No problem.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks very much indeed. If your grandmother passed away, if your grandmother was sitting at the end of your bed, would that freak you out, Katie? Katie? What's wrong with you? What's wrong?
Today I'm really confused. Oh, I think the show's after making me insane. I don't understand. I don't understand what she was saying.
Her dad was at the end of her bed, but it wasn't a ghost for her dad because she doesn't believe in ghosts.
I'm really confused. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing because can we please do something? Please. I need to get to the end of this today, please. Can we ring her back for 2 minutes?
No. We're out of here. We are out of here. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian. That's Katie. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, clicking the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified when we release a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
I'm really...